This is Pause Before You Play, and it's time for more game day picks from local sports fans. You're on the air. Who you got?
Actually, I'm not betting. Just chilling and watching the game.
I know that move. A pause. Sounds like you've got a winning strategy.
Exactly. After I set limits and recognized the risk, I knew it was time to stop.
Now that is responsible betting, folks. Sports are fast. Betting shouldn't be. Make a plan at pausebeforeyouplay.org. That's pausebeforeyouplay.org.
From the Ohio News Network, this is the ONN Daily Podcast, presented by Ohio for Responsible Gambling.
It is Wednesday, February 18th, 2026. For the Ohio News Network, I'm Kate Burdett. Columbus billionaire Les Wexner is testifying before members of the U.S. House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform today. More from ONN's Jeff Hogan.
A congressional press release confirms this deposition is in connection to an investigation into Jeffrey Epstein. Wexner has never been charged with any crimes connected to Epstein. Wexner's legal representative issued the following statement after he was first subpoenaed, and it says, quote, "The assistant U.S. attorney told Mr. Wexner's legal counsel in 2019 that Mr. Wexner was being viewed as a source of information about Epstein and was not a target in any respect. Mr. Wexner cooperated fully by providing background information on Epstein and was never contacted again," their words.
In Western Ohio, a teenager is dead and two are injured following a high-speed chase. ONN's Brianna Albizu has details.
The Door County Sheriff's Office reports a high-speed pursuit began on Monday evening when a Land Rover driven by 33-year-old Tarsum Singh was clocked by patrol going 79 in a 55 on State Route 47. The pursuit led to the Land Rover reaching speeds of almost 125 miles per hour for over 5 miles when the Land Rover collided with a Jeep coming the other way. 17-year-old Ashley Holmes was a passenger in the Land Rover and was pronounced dead at the scene. The Jeep driver survived. Singh had serious injuries and has been arrested.
A student at Northeast Ohio's Kent State University has been diagnosed with a contagious bacterial infection. ONN's Brissa Bradfield has more.
The university says the student was staying in Lake Hall and is now receiving medical attention. The Kent City Health Department identified and contacted anyone who was in close contact with the student. They have been given preventative antibiotics. University officials say the risk to the broader campus is low. The infection is transmitted through the respiratory system or saliva. Symptoms include sudden fever, chills, severe aches or pains in the muscles, joints or abdomen, fatigue and rash.
A University of Toledo student was arrested for allegedly making a bomb threat on social media. ONN's Tim Miller has the story.
A Defiance woman is set to make her first court appearance after police say she made a bomb threat toward a fraternity at the University of Toledo. Police say 20-year-old Evelyn Crone is charged with a felony terroristic threat and misdemeanor count of inducing panic after she allegedly made the threat over social media on Monday. The university did confirm to WTOL 11 that Crone is a full-time student at UT.
In southern Ohio, Portsmouth has been announced as the site of one of three gas power plants scheduled for construction. ONN's Jared Allen reports.
A future gas power plant in Portsmouth is said to be among a $33 billion investment into the United States by Japan. A company called SB Energy is said to be its future operator. President Trump took to Truth Social to announce the plant as the largest in history. The Secretary of Commerce says the plant would generate more than 9 gigawatts of power. That is said to be more than enough to power all homes in Ohio.
The president says he will be cutting Japanese tariffs to 15% as a gesture of thanks. Columbus City Council is proposing changes that would limit what Immigration and Customs Enforcement can do within city limits. ONN's Amy Steigerwald has details.
The proposed code changes presented last night include restricting ICE from staging on city property, limiting operations at places like rec centers, and raising penalties for harassing daycare facilities to a first-degree misdemeanor. These are all areas city leaders say ICE agents have been during their time here in Ohio. Another big part of this proposal, stopping ICE from opening a detention facility inside the city of Columbus, which council members say they're trying to do.
And a Northwest Ohio community is hitting pause on possible data center development. Here's ONN's Amanda Fay in Toledo.
More than 300 people in the Archbold community showed up at the Village of Archbold Council meeting to support a proposed moratorium or hold on future data center development. A developer recently bought about 74 acres of land in the village, and while both the mayor and company say there are no current plans to build a data center on that site, some people in the community feel uneasy. Village council members voted to table or delay any possible moratoriums and are instead organizing a task force to investigate the ramifications of a data center in the village.
Thanks to our television affiliates, WTOL in Toledo, WBNS in Columbus, and WKYC in Cleveland, for their contributions to today's podcast. ONN Daily has been brought to you by Ohio for Responsible Gambling. I'm Kate Burdett on the Ohio News Network.
This has been the ONN Daily Podcast, a production of Radio Ohio Incorporated on the Ohio News Network.
Mom, I saw Dylan's dad make dinner, like actually cook, and it was straight fire. He said it was Blue Apron Assemble and Bake. All the ingredients showed up pre-chopped, and he just laid it out on a baking sheet and no cap. Dinner was on the table in like 25 minutes. Apparently, it's chef designed and it has like over 40 grams of protein. That's a lot, right? So maybe we try it. Just saying. You can be the next Dylan's dad. Blue Apron. Get $50 off your first two orders plus free shipping with code STIR50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.